the holy letter of the Rebbe's in volume 15, letter number 5337. And this is dated the fifth day of Nisan and Tavshin Yud Zayin. This is basically a follow-up letter to the previous letter, in which the Rebbe discussed about these, not a follow-up, but the Rebbe discussed over there also about the visits that they did. In this letter, the Rebbe extends his great appreciation for the idea of these visits and what they're accomplishing with this. So the Rebbe says, I want to confirm receiving your letter from Saturday night with the what is enclosed there and also your previous letter. And the great pleasure, the nachas ruach, that I have from the activities you write about. And for sure the Rebbe says that it's extra to go into great lengths. And I'm sure that our leaders, our holy Rebbes, who gave their lives up for the idea of loving each and every Jewish person, because this was new at that time. You remember, now we do Kirov, everybody is doing, but over there, going to these kinds of settlements that were non-religious and they were anti-religious, and to go there, this was a novelty. And the Rebbe says, for sure, they gave their lives up for the idea of loving every Jew. And they, at great length, they expounded how important this matter is. So these, the Rebbes of ours, they will add in arousing tremendous compassion from Hashem, great mercy in your place that you're working now, the holy work, to add much success in those activities, and boundless success, atzlacha muflaga, and blessing and success also in your personal matters of each and every one who is occupying himself in this. And the Rebbe says, and that way you get more physical blessings in your personal blessings. And through this, you will also add in these activity, one mitzvah drags another mitzvah. You see how powerful the Rebbe is appreciative of this approach and what they're accomplishing. And the Rebbe says, just like this idea merited, this idea of these visits, and it's the person the Rebbe writing to, he came up with that idea of the visits. And you see how practically and the good results from these activities. So the Rebbe says you should merit also in the future to give good news in this, that these activities are going and increasing, both quantity-wise and quality-wise, until the fulfillment of the promise that they will no longer teach one another, because everybody will know Hashem, young and old. In other words, we won't have to go out to other places and to teach them, but this is something that the people will actually on their own do, and this is what the Rebbe blesses him. It's amazing to see how the Rebbe was so happy that they're finally getting it, and that the reaching out. And there was this one person, I mean, the previous letter was, I believe, to Chanuch Lichtenstein, but whoever was there, the Rebbe says, great idea, tremendous success, and the Rebbe says, continue to come up with good ideas like this. And the Rebbe says, the Rebbes are praying for you, and you will merit tremendous amount, beyond the expectations, success. Also in your personal model, you increase, keep on doing, come up with more ideas along these lines, and the Rebbe ends with their blessing.